You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Over the past few years, Bonanza High School in the Klamath County School District has expanded its agriculture program into a multifaceted operation that blends science, business, and engineering. Students manage a chicken flock, they care for sheep, they tend gardens of fruits and vegetables, and they operate farm machinery, all while learning real-world business and economic lessons and building skills that help sustain their rural community. Joining the exchange to tell us more about the program is Nicholas Sparks. He's a construction and manufacturing teacher at Bonanza High School. Welcome to the exchange, Nick.
How's it going?
So let's start with a description of Bonanza High School itself. Where is it? How many students, faculty?
Jordan, you can probably answer that one better than I do.
Yeah, this is Jordan. I spoke with you last week. I'm the principal. I'm here with Nick. 225 students. We're about 30 miles east of Klamath Falls. And we have students that come from up to 50-plus miles away to attend our school, so very, very rural setting. We have about 15 teachers and a great group of kids here to work with.
Okay, so how long, Nick, have you worked at Bonanza?
I'm going into my third year.
So tell me about this ag program.
So they hired me on a couple years ago out of the industry to kind of prepare kids for going into industrial jobs or just helping them expose them to more and more stuff. So when we came in, we were really fortunate, which Jordan can talk a little bit more about too, is when I came in, we had just received a pretty large grant, multiple large grants, and that allowed us to kind of take the metals in the wood shop and revitalize it. So we did in a one-year process, did a really big turnaround, which now allows the kids to have some of the best machineries in our area and exposes them to just different kinds of jobs and opportunities.
Just a reminder to our listeners, Jordan Osborne is the principal of Bonanza High School, and he joined us here on the exchange recently. Principal Osborne, how many students are currently involved in the program?
We have over 100 right now going through the shop, but the way that we make the schedule is if you are with us 7 through 12, because we're a junior-senior high school, every student that steps foot on our campus will at least have an opportunity to get into the shop. And so the goal with all of our CTE programs is to showcase and give the kids an opportunity to be in that class to see what path it is they want to take, whether it's shop, ag shop combined, business, education. And so we just really try to expand the horizons of all the students to see what they would be interested in mostly.
You use the acronym CTE. What is that?
It's Career Tech Ed. So really a strong push right now in the state, in the region, our district as well, is providing students with programming at schools that's going to help them become employed in whatever workforce area it is that they want to go to.
And you said there's more than 100 students that's going through the program. How does that compare to previous years?
Well, before Nick got here, we only had one shop period. And so, you know, there was 15 kids maybe in the class. And when we got Nick from industry to teach manufacturing, welding, and construction, we went from one shop period to six shop periods. And that just blew up the opportunities for our kids. They just, I don't even know what fold they increased, but it was substantial.
So Nick was a valuable acquisition.
Yeah, if you get good people, you're going to have a good program, and we got the best guy. He's doing a heck of a job, and the kids are producing industry-grade projects and industry-grade sheds, and it's really fun for me to watch.
So, Nick, let's learn a little bit more about you. Where'd you grow up?
I actually grew up in Bonanza. I think I second through fifth grade, attended the elementary school, and then moved away. Me and my wife ended up moving away just for work-related stuff, and then 3 years ago had the opportunity to sell our house where we were living and came back here. And me and my wife, basically in a year, we bought some land here back in Bonanza and built a house. And I just happened to run into to Jordan while we were doing some kind of service work stuff, and it was just amazing opportunity started happening.
Well, tell me about your career path. How did you acquire these skills?
I got out of not too far out of high school when the Home Depot in Clown Falls was being built. They hired me on, and that was kind of the start of my career. And Home Depot hired me as a door and window salesman, and so they trained me for all the doors and windows, like the installs. And then I started doing a lot of work with the gentleman who installed for Home Depot, and he gave me even additional opportunities that just kind of moved on to remodelings and running small different construction projects and construction companies. And then kind of I took some deviations, worked at some mills for a while. So just a lot of overall experience in the industry.
So you've been acquiring these skills for a period of time, and now you're projecting those skills onto the students at Bonanza High School.
Yes, correct.
So how is this different from other high school ag programs?
I think that we're catching up. I think at this point we have actually caught up. I think we're starting to kind of bypass a little bit just because of some of the opportunities that we have with some of the machinery. And I've worked over the last couple of years with my teaching partner to really drive growth in what we're doing. And I'm looking at other programs and I kind of see what they have going on and some of the trainings that they send us to over. And I'm taking little bits and pieces of every single one of those and trying to get our program to where every kid that goes through my program, I want them to get an opportunity from in a workforce. So, you know, guide them to where they can see the differences between the opportunities that they really do have out there.
Well, it sounds like you guys are having some success. I mean, just a few years ago, you only had maybe a dozen or so kids. Now you're well over 100 and growing. Principal Jordan, there's some costs involved in operating all this. What are they?
Yeah, so one of the great things is when we pulled the trigger, basically what happened was we went from one teacher teaching ag and ag science and shop, and we went to a larger school model and changed around our FTE to have a full-time shop teacher and a full-time ag science teacher. And so that's like what Henley High School has over here in the basin. That's the model they have. It was really unfair to ask someone to be able to teach animal science, plant science, and then the next period go do welding. And so the cost is substantial, but we got those grants right when Nick got here. It was about $500,000 in grants, remodeled our shop. There's always some consumable, but we just, as a school, we're going to make sure that we have those consumables for the students and that we keep growing these programs. And as the principal, it's my job to make sure we have those. And our school has been very successful in getting grants, and we continue to do that to make sure our students have the best opportunities.
My guests are from Bonanza High School. Nicholas Sparks is a construction and manufacturing teacher there, and Jordan Osborne is the principal. Now, student engagement writ large has been a recurring problem in high schools everywhere. How do you both encourage students to engage in the hard work of farming?
I'll go first. This one, actually, the beautiful part about what I get to do is I don't have to push them very hard to engage, because these kids want to be engaged with what I'm doing. It's so much drastically different for them because they have their normal everyday classes, but then they get to come out to my class. And they get to learn and do a lot of hands-on stuff. So it's not a real big ask for the kids to really stay engaged in my classroom. So I have, right now, we have an opportunity to even grow our program a little bit more. And part of that is we're trying to locate a water line. I have four or five seventh grade young men and a couple of ladies that all they want to do is dig a hole. And so they will come in my class and they just like, they want to go out. Can I go dig in that hole? Can I go dig in the hole? Can I take care of the chickens? Like, can I take care of the sheep? Can I be in the shop? Like, they want this, and that, which has made it why it has grown like it has and has been successful as it has.
So you've integrated that desire, that engagement into the curriculum, and so there's no problem motivating the students.
Correct. Yeah, part of what we're doing is I tell my classes right at the very first part of the year, is I can give you a project or you can come up with a project and then I support you. And from what I know and what I've seen from personal experience, if they are interested in something already and then I support them, then I don't have to push them so hard to do because it's something that they want to do anyway.
Okay, well, farming involves problem solving for the animals, the land, the machinery that's used in the process as well. So tell me about some of the engineering lessons that incorporate problem solving.
We do a lot. This is one that I really believe in. So my underclassmen are using, we do a popsicle bridge challenge every year. So they just them alone, they're doing engineering and testing and drafting all the way up to our chicken coops. We do cost analysis. So we really understand when you're doing something, if the kids don't understand that there's a cost behind it, then they don't understand the value of what we're doing. So everything that they do, they basically have to have a financial breakdown and a drawing of the product.
Okay. I love that. And obviously farming requires land ownership. Tell me about the lessons that students are exposed to around the economics of farming.
So I think right now we're starting at Miss Kenny, who's my teaching partner. She works a little bit more on this side of it, but what we have access to some land that's part of the school. So we had an opportunity to grow our chicken flock. Was the very first one. And so in order to do that, we knew we had to move where they were currently at. And so we had to find the right area. We had to make sure that there's water and power and there were the resources to build a safe coop for the chickens. And in doing that, these kids have went from maybe producing the chicken flock we had, I think was maybe producing 3 dozen a week. And now, because of the living environment and everything that we have changed, they're at about 14 dozen a week.
Okay, and who owns the land?
I think it's the school.
Yeah, the school district owns the land.
Do the students get a sense of how that came to be, how the school district came to own the land and the costs involved and all the various different mechanisms that were required in order for the school district to own the deed to a land?
Yeah, I don't think we've really hit upon that very much in the classes. I think that's maybe a good idea, something that maybe we haven't thought about.
It is something that we are working on because we have some other opportunities are coming with the kids that are digging the well or trying to hit the water line. So if we're able to find the water line, then we can possibly start irrigating that upper field. And so they are understanding, like, we need to find some information on the past of this piece of land because I know that it had water at some point. So it's just a matter of touching base with the right people. How did the land originally get, as part of the school district?
Right, that historical timeline. And, of course, we're involved in a lot of water struggles everywhere and around the country. So understanding the dynamics and the politics behind water rights and all that stuff, sounds like these kids are going to be exposed to quite a bit.
Yes.
So what do you hope students will take away overall from their experience at your ag program?
There's a bunch. My objective is to give every single kid an opportunity to do things that maybe that they wouldn't have the opportunity to do elsewhere, all the way from using really high-end machines to being able to show animals that they maybe couldn't financially afford. But the end one for me is always increasing our graduation rates. The kids' attendance is a big one for me. Okay. Because if they go into industry and we don't teach them those basic skills, they're not going to be able to keep and maintain those industrial jobs.
That's perfect. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you, Nick. And thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
My guests were Nicholas Sparks. He's a construction and manufacturing teacher at Bonanza High School, and Jordan Osborne. He's the principal.